The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Security and Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Security and Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Security and Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life. Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing time-tested strategies and techniques, as well as cutting-edge money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How you doing? How's everything?
Everything's great, man. I mean, we got some sunshine weather this week, which really was a very, very nice thing to have for a couple days there. You know, it's a good break. So hopefully we're out of that torrential rain pattern we were in.
Yeah, I got tired of docking the ark every day coming to work.
I tell you, and that thing out in the parking lot took up a lot of space, you know?
Well, yeah, it didn't seem like it was ever going to stop, but the weather has turned. We've got some nice days in this week, and a little bit like the market, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. No doubt about it. We had some volatility a little bit in the market as well, and, you know, volatility in the sky, and, you know, you're right, Mike. We did shit. I suppose we could pull a parallel between the rain and the market.
Yeah, I mean, we had a little bit of a little soggy market there to keep it going with the weather terms. And, you know, over the trade that they didn't have a deal and that it's, you know, back to the drawing board or whatever there. I'm not going to get into that. But and then market bounced back with a couple of nice days shortly thereafter. So it doesn't seem like it's too long winded of what was going on.
Well, listen, every time with this trade situation with China, every time there's a piece of news, there's a dramatic reaction in the market.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if it's positive or negative news. There's a dramatic, overblown reaction
to the market. There is, use the proper word, volatility every time there is something. Because volatility, as we always say, it could be good or it could be bad, but
right.
There is volatility.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a perfect. I'm joking around with you. We talk about this every week on the show, but that's where we talk about volatility, right? It's not always negative. Volatility to the upside, too.
Yeah. You know, and I did get two telephone calls at the beginning of the week from clients. You know, what do you think about this whole situation? And, you know, I gave them my opinion, and, you know, my opinion remains the same, is that it's a bunch of nothing. And at the end of the day, they're going to come to an agreement on this. It really is everything that you read. It really is in China's best interest to become, you know, to work with us on this, because they would get hurt worse than we would get hurt, because their exports to us are a larger percentage of their GDP than what it is the other way around for us. So it's going to get all ironed out. There's not a doubt in my mind. And I think that the market told us that is telling that as well, because after the beginning of the week when there was the volatility that you referred to on the downside, well, we've gotten recovery on the upside.
Yeah, and it's a global economy, right? We're all in this together when you think about it. So it's got to be done. What's good for us got to be good for China. What's the matter? Go ahead.
Listen, the whole it's a global economy thing is that I don't buy into that, you know, into that concept. I really, really don't buy into it. I do believe that it's individualized countries and situations, and there's impacts. There's collateral situations that take place, but I don't think that, you know. And listen, we're geared towards our own best interests here, and they're geared to their own best interests there, and all the other countries are all geared towards their best interests. So I don't buy into that whole global economy stuff.
Well, let's just say this, and I'm gonna test you to see if you did your reading this week, because
All right, go ahead.
Read it to see if you read it.
Go ahead.
But it was Ronald Reagan who once said, "We're all in the same boat when it comes to trade. So if our partner shoots a hole in the boat, should we shoot a hole in the boat?"
Okay. What's your point?
My point is that, in a sense, when you're doing a trade deal, you need it to work for everybody. We're all in it together, and it has to be, you know, a good event for everybody. And that's what they need to work to get to. And when that happens, it happens. I think there's too much emphasis, too much focus on it, too much every heartbeat, you know, we're getting reported on. And go do your deal. Go make it better. Make it better for everybody. We want good trade partners. It is, in my opinion, a global world. We deal with Mexico. We deal with Canada. We deal with China. It can't be, you know, all or nothing. I do agree they probably do need us more than we need them, because we can turn to Vietnam and other countries like that to do manufacturing. But it has to work. It has to be a good deal is always a deal that everybody gets a little something out of, in my opinion, right?
Yeah. And, you know, so it is heading down the path towards improvement. And to the point that you made, we are getting a little bit of too much hype and too much attention to it on the regular basis. Is it going to have an impact? Yeah, I suppose it's going to have an impact. But at the end of the day, they'll get it all worked out. It will all get worked out. And, you know, hopefully it's a win-win situation.
Sure. Yep.
You know, so but beyond that, Mike, we're turning, you know, time is just moving right along as we've been speaking about it. And we are dead right in the middle of the second quarter of 2019 now. And, you know, how fast time is going by. And we had what I'm going to call excellent earnings reports from companies from the first quarter of the year. I think that the reports that we're getting out about the economy continue to be nice and strong, and I think that we're doing very well. And personal observation that you and I like to make, you know, and let people know what we see is it's busy out there. Yeah. And, you know, people are doing stuff. It's pretty exciting to see.
Sure. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, Doug, when you talk about May, and what are we, like, a week away from Memorial Day weekend, and that'll wrap up May, and then we got to get through the month of June and get the kids out of school, and we're halfway through 2019. So yeah, there's some real time that's gone by this year, and you know, the news, whether it be good earnings or good stock market, whatever, is real, and that's how 19's been shaping up so far. It's undeniable.
You know, Mike, there's some dynamics that come with May that are pretty important, if you ask me. Now, we've got, you know, we've got Mother's Day and we've got Memorial Day and, you know, all that good stuff. But Memorial Day is typically the unofficial kickoff for summer, you know, in our region here where we all live and everybody who's listening to this show. So what happens at the end of May is that people tend to start to get into summertime frame of mind, if you will, which is usually a more relaxed and vacation-oriented, you know, frame of mind and thing that they start thinking about. So therefore, other things get pushed back to the back burner. And then June becomes a very busy month aside from that as well, because you've got Father's Day and you've got a lot of graduations. You got high school graduations. You know, the end of May, you got college graduation. So there's a lot going on that can distract you and prevent you from paying attention to your dollars.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. And, you know, again, we talk about this all the time, right? I mean, time running by, time going by, how fast, how life takes over, which is absolutely true for all of us. But with that being said, you do have to pay attention. You do have to tend to your financial matters.
Right. You can't just let it go. You know, there's no doubt about it. It's not in your best interest to let it go, because next thing you know, you'll wake up and it's September. Right. Mm. And then, you know, our busiest stretches of time in our office are typically January through mid-May, mm-hmm. and then mid-September through mid-November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's when you all listening to the show right now, based on our observations, pay attention to your money. Would you agree, Mike?
Yeah, sure.
What we want to try to do is, best we can, is break that trend a little bit, if you will, and make sure that you don't go, you know, just because it's May and now it's summertime, you just don't, you know, it's May and I go away as far as my money's concerned. We want to make sure that you're staying focused to it. And our job when we come out here and we talk to you guys is to bring you things that will you will think about and motivate you to get going in the right direction of it.
Yes. And, you know, Doug, I think it's always a good time to pay attention to your money. And I also would like to say, let's forget the calendar. And if you have, you know, if you have time, you should do it. You know what I'm saying? Let's not say, oh, it's summertime. Oh, it's the holidays. And because truth be told, over our careers here practicing, we've had people, you know, in the summertime, you know, like do things that were, you know, interesting to say the least. Or the Christmas week between December 25th and January, people are off from work. Sometimes people can get time off in the summertime and they're able to steal a day and address their financial matters. So when you have the time, it's important to do so.
It really is. And you know, just to bend off of or veer off of what you were just saying there as a little branch off, you don't even need to dedicate a day.
Yeah.
You just got to dedicate an hour or so.
Right.
You know, that's what it really comes down to. And so the point here is you're right, Mike. We've done some very interesting things for clients in our, over the, you know, the summer times and over Christmas breaks and those periods of time. But what we want to encourage you is to make sure you're paying attention to it, because we don't want that to be the once in a while kind of thing going on right there. We want you to make sure, you know, you're paying attention, you know, the virtual cycle and, you know, all that stuff when it comes to your dollars. And the problem, Mike, that we're facing right now is people are now lulled into a false sense of security again, because many of them saw their statements from the first quarter of the year and the number was more palatable. It rebounded in many, many situations from what it was previously. So it's, okay. But had we gotten, and a lot of our, you know, what we talk about here, folks, is mine and Mike's experience, which is pretty extensive. We've been in this business since the early 1990s, right? Not a long time ago now. So what we typically know is that if we get two back-to-back quarters of bad performance in the market, you'll wake up a little bit and, you know, we'll get a little busier in the office here. People want to then pay attention to it. But if we get one bad one and then follow up with a good one, you get lulled back into that false sense of security, and we want to avoid that.
Yeah, and, you know, Doug, and a big thing, too, to say here is to say that it's important to, like you said, to don't get lulled to sleep here. But it's also important to never panic, right? I mean, that's the other side of the coin.
Sure.
There's a fine line. But there's a difference between, you know, I like to say not panicking and just like never paying attention and doing nothing for your financial affairs. There's quite a difference. Okay. That's not panicking. That's not caring. All right. You know,
right. But you know something, Mike, to your point is that sometimes doing nothing is the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But only if you've explored and you've done the research and the homework to see if doing nothing's the right thing to do. To just randomly say, bam, I can do anything about it, is silly. But if you sit down with a professional, you go over the situation, a professional says, I think that you're on the right track here. You know, don't do anything right now. Stay the course. Completely different ball game, but the same action is taken at the end of the day, but a completely different approach to it, and a smarter and more effective and efficient approach.
Absolutely. You know, that there is a difference there. And so many times too, Doug, you know, we'll talk to people and whether the stuff's in great condition or if there's a period of time when, say, the markets are doing bad and there's really nothing to be done. We'd say to people, let's do things that just positive steps that get you going forward. And what I mean by that, and we got away from talking about this, was even years ago, people didn't have a will. Well, get a will drafted. That's a positive step for your financial plan. You know, like whatever, get your insurances looked at or reevaluated. That's a positive stuff. Maybe there's no change warranted, but at least you're doing things. You always talk about week in, week out. Check your beneficiaries. Make sure the beneficiaries are right. Well, if you haven't, or if you're not sure, I mean, you know, I had a case this week. I had somebody call the office and checking on beneficiaries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And because the gentleman was going for a major surgery coming up and he just wanted to verify everything.
You know, Mike, a couple of weeks ago I was out and I was playing golf actually, and there was another financial advisor with a different firm, and we were talking about our practices and, you know, how we handle it. And I was a little taken back because, you know, I told him about, you know, how we, you know, we're proud of, and we dedicate ourselves to making sure that beneficiary designations are done, that we tell them to go get wills and, you know, all that stuff. And he said to me, you know, why do you even bother with all that stuff? You know, that's not your responsibility. That's their responsibility to do. And I said, because I care. Don't you understand? We care. If you're a client of ours, we care. You're right. At the end of the day, if you don't have a will drafted, it doesn't matter to us. We, you know, we don't get paid for wills, and we don't get paid for making sure beneficiary designations are up to date or any of that kind of stuff. But it's just good advice, and that's why I, you know, I've said a million times, there's a lot of competition out there for what people think that we do for a living. But the reality is, when you get out there and you look around, you and I have very little competition for what we do because of the holistic approach that we take. My opinion.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I always say too, Doug. I mean that it, you know, I wouldn't be happy if one of our clients did very well with us, but neglected their beneficiaries or neglected their will and ended up in probate and all kinds of issues and all kinds of, you know, legal costs to get it unraveled. Their stress would become my stress in a sense. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't, you know. So what does it take to say, hey, be careful?
Nothing.
It's like me saying, hey, Doug, I don't care. Cross the street. Don't look. You know, you get hit by a car. It's not me. Well, what does it take, somebody? Be careful. Watch out.
Absolutely.
That's what we're doing.
I mean, agree with you 100%. You know. All right. Let's wrap up this segment of the show. Let's hop to a break. We got some really great stuff to talk to you guys about coming up in the show here. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
All right, everybody, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us, you know, going over your financial situation and listening to what we have to say, and hopefully you take some of the information that we give to you as good guidance and motivation to get you going in the right direction. And, Mike, you know, a lot of times we spend segments of the show here talking to people about how to set up their estates for leaving inheritances behind and, you know, making sure that it's tax efficient, getting to the people who you want it to get to. And that's all well and good. And there's a lot of advertising that goes on out there in the financial industry of telling people how to go about this stuff. But the missing part of the equation is, and what's really lacking out there, is education to the recipient of the inheritance. Because in many, many situations, people are inheriting amounts of money or assets that they've, you know, in amounts that they've never handled or dreamt of before. And there's bad decisions that's made. There's wrong decisions that are made. There's no decisions that are made. So what we want to do is we want to take some time here. We want to talk to you about what we think is a good approach to take when you are receiving an inheritance.
Yeah, that's a great point, Doug, because so many people, you know, that inherit money, quite frankly, never had really any money, never had a, really don't have a lot of savings or what have you. So this is really quite a lump sum of money. And what do you do with it all? And their biggest fear for most part is blowing it all, or how do I go forward with it to make it productive? So first, when, you know, I guess when somebody passes away and there's going to be inheritance, you're going to receive inheritance, the first thing you should do is relax and, you know, deal with emotional part first. There's no rush. People think like, ah, oh, somebody died, I got to deal with it tomorrow. That's now, not the case. Slow it down, relax, take a breath.
Now, Mike, we're telling people this because, you know, everything, again, I want to remind you, the things that we speak about are our thoughts, and a lot of it's based on our experience. So I, more than once since 1991 of being in this business, have received a telephone call from somebody and said, my mom or dad passed away and left me some money, and the advisor there is telling me that I need to get the paperwork right back to them to do something. And I'm telling you, no, you don't.
Yeah, it's not that much of a rush now. Should you deal with the person's affairs? Should you do the paper, you know, all that? Yes, absolutely. Right. There's a time and a place for it. But I think what we're talking about here is there isn't a rush. It's not tomorrow. It's not next week. A lot of times there's a lot of grieving that has to take place.
Correct.
People's heads just aren't emotionally there to start thinking about all that. And that's fine. That's what we're saying. It's okay to relax and take a breath before you move forward.
Not only is it okay, it's highly recommended.
Right.
This is what, you know, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to say 3-4 weeks, probably a really good minimum time frame to start to think about it. Because, listen, there is an emotional part to it. There's no doubt about it. So make sure that you've dealt with the, you know, the overwhelming emotional part of it, and you are prepared to start to focus on it a little bit. Again, what's the rush? Right, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. Great
so
point.
That's step number one. Now, step number two is what Mike was talking about before, is that it's time for you to take ownership of the asset and discuss any tax or legal issues with a tax or legal professional, right? So, all right, fine. Now I'm dealing with it. Mom left me a house. Mom left me an IRA, you know, whatever the situation is. Now I'm prepared to take ownership of it. Now, taking ownership of it doesn't necessarily mean you change the form. In other words, you accept the house, you take ownership of it. Doesn't mean you have to sell it immediately. Your mom's got an IRA, you take ownership of it. Doesn't mean you need to sell the assets that are in there right away. Right?
Yeah. Correct. So it's, you know, it's basically, for lack of better words, moving forward, beginning the process. And the first part of the process is you know, like you said, taking ownership and finding out legally what do we need to do, or legally what's going to happen, and from a tax standpoint, what's going to happen. And that's probably step two in the process.
Right. But again, you know, this is moving along at a very snail-like pace, if you ask me, and that's how it should work. Now, once you have that and you've reviewed your situation with your tax and your legal advisor on it, now, Mike, what I think is really important to do is understand what it is that you inherited. Learn about the asset. Most people get it. They get their they understand if they inherit a home, they understand. They get it. Okay? They know what it is. But sometimes there's complexities that run into the situation, and understanding what you own if you inherit a 401k, an IRA, a brokerage account, you know, whatever, that you need to learn about what it is at this stage of the game so you can make an effective decision and somebody can guide you along the way.
Yeah, because, Doug, one of the big things is when it comes to the investment side of the equation, mom or dad will just say, is passing the stuff along. Their investments may be a type of an investment or something that you have never experienced yet,
mm-hmm.
because you're a lot younger. And it might have been something that's appropriate for them, and they're in their 70s or 80s or what have you, and you're maybe sitting in your 40s or early 50s, and it's something that you haven't experienced yet. So identify the asset is really an important step.
Right, and learn a little bit about it. Right. So then that brings us to step four. And then you need to think about if the asset that you received, to what you were just alluding to a minute ago, Mike, actually fits into your financial life. How does this asset that I've received, regardless of what it is, fit into my overall financial life? I keep bumping to a house. Are you going to keep that house and make it a rental property? Who knows, right? You need to think about how any asset. You inherited a brokerage account. It's got different types of, you know, financial instruments in it. How are each one of these going to fit into your financial life, if they fit into your financial life?
Sure. And that's really important there. And now it's time to say, hey, how does this piece that I'm inheriting, that I'm receiving, does that snap into my puzzle or not? And again, I think the biggest thing here that you have to look at is a lot of times there's quite an age difference for mom and dad compared to you. You know, Doug, let's just say if there was bonds or some sort of income fix there or something that was more appropriate than maybe for a 40-something-year-old.
Right.
How does this fit into my financial world, my financial plan?
Right. And one of the things that people need to understand too, Mike, is that if you follow our approach that we're recommending to you here, I think it's helpful because there's a lot of people who emotionally will not part with an asset that they inherit because it belonged to mom or dad. Mm-hmm. You know, they could inherit a portfolio of, you know, whatever you were referring to, fixed income, you know, bonds or whatever it is that aren't appropriate for your situation or don't fit into your overall plan. But you just don't want to get rid of them because, well, if mom or dad had them, they must be good. And yeah, they probably were good, but they were good for mom or dad. Is it good for you? And that this, what we're talking to right now, rolls into the fifth step of what we're talking about here, Mike, is that you need to make sure that you update, if you already have, or create a financial strategy and financial plan for yourself at this stage of the game. And for many people out there, Mike, we have experienced that this is when they actually create a financial plan for themselves. When they receive an inheritance or a significant amount of money. They haven't really had a plan up until that point, but many, many people at this stage of the game, all right, I guess this is real now, and I got to pay attention to it.
Doug, you know, and this is so vital because, you know, it's time to set up a plan. It's time to do the right thing with that money. And I'm going to be perfectly honest with you, Doug. For many people that are receiving inheritance, this is the first chance and maybe the last chance for them to do something to kind of right the ship, if you will, in their financial world. Okay. There's people that just don't have a lot of money for a lot of reasons. Okay. And may never have a lot of money for a lot of reasons, mm-hmm. but they're receiving a lot of money from their parents. And this is their opportunity to kind of get financially sound, if you will, and not blunder and spend and squander. And this is huge. This is their, you know, you're on stage. This is your big moment. What are you going to do?
Right. And the point is, Mike, is if you follow the steps that we're giving you here, I think that you're going to have, you know, a good track to run along on getting it. Now I can almost promise you, based on the numbers of people who listen to this show every week, that somebody is dealing with this right now, who is listening to the show. So please, you know, take the advice and the guidance to take this type of approach to it. And anybody who rushes you along in this process, rush them out the door. I promise you, there's no reason for it. There is really, really no reason to rush this along. In fact, the law says you have 5 years to leave the estate open. All right? Now, I don't necessarily think that 5 years is a good, you know, time frame. But if the point is this, don't get rushed along and don't be forced into making a bad decision at a bad time in your life, plain and simple. And any advisor out there who, in my opinion, is worth their weight knows how to handle this with you and is there for you and with you as you're going along. And hopefully they feel a little bit of the sadness as well, because, you know, they were working with the person who passed away.
Sure.
You know? So anything else you want to add in this segment?
No, just, you know, Doug, I think the biggest thing is, like you said, is, you know, just slow it down, work through the process, you know, and I believe your chances are a lot better for success.
Yeah. And we're here to help you.
Yep.
And we want to let you know that. And you're always available to have complimentary consultation with us with no obligations whatsoever. And, you know, the unfortunate part about being in this business is that we've walked through this process with, you know, a whole bunch of people over the years. We've had people who passed away, you know, and it's the way it goes, you know, it's just the nature of the beast. And, you know, so we see it. So we've got experience and knowledge and wisdom in this area to help you. So if it does apply to you and you'd like for us to chat with you a little bit, happy to, with, you know, no cost or obligation, complimentary consultation to you. Just pick the phone up and give a buzz, 855-262-3722. That number again, 855-262-3722. Michael, we're going to hop to a break, and when we come back, we got some great stuff to talk to you folks about with some work we've been doing with some clients recently, right?
Yep.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner is Mike Bonaccorso. You're listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you from Wealth Management Group. And Wealth Management Group is a full-service financial advisory organization. We're here to help you guys and, you know, get you going in the right direction, accomplish your goals and objectives. And around this time of the show each week, we spend some time and we talk about stuff that we've been helping people with. We're going to expand on, you know, one of the topics here a little bit this morning. But before we do that, Mike, I want to, you know, talk about one of the clients that I recently did some work for, and that was somebody who retired from their job and came in and were setting up an income strategy for them to take to kick in 5 or 6 years from now, because the husband's going to continue to work for a while. The wife retired, so in 5 or 6 years. So it's really important, and I wanted to use these folks as an example because they're setting themselves up because they're understanding that in 5 years or so, the paycheck's going to go away. So I want to encourage the listeners out there to think in the same mindset.
Yeah, it's super important, right, Doug? I mean, you know, people think of retirement as the time that you have to, you know, do something, but actually it's the prep before the retirement what really matters. And that kind of segues into, I had the opportunity to sit with a new client that just came on board with us. And it was the typical, you know, Doug, like, had a couple of investments, more than a couple, three or four investments for retirement without any purpose. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of happened along the way and really didn't even understand what do you own and why you own it, you know, philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And again, talking about retirement and, you know, I don't know, I think it's more like a 7 or 8 year window, but wanting to get everything together and kind of have a meeting, and just sat down and said, what has to be done with these assets, but not just that, what we have to monitor, like the other components of Social Security or pension or what's going to come from retirement plans, and kind of start, you know, getting a base and tracking it so we know we can depend on.
Yeah.
And not just that, too. We you and I believe it takes the unknown out of it. So it's like, okay, you know, let's say I'm 55 or I'm 56 or I'm 57 years old. Oh, okay. So at 62, I would have X in income if I had to retire, or if I lost my job, or if I became medically where I couldn't work like I currently am. Oh, if I can go to 65, I would have this. So it kind of takes the unknown, it takes the worry out of it, and it makes retirement or planning for retirement a lot less stressful, trust me. And that was somebody that I had a chance to sit and work with and bring on as a new client, and it was nice. It's, you know, a typical case, but always nice to do.
Yeah, 100%. And Mike, one of the things that's been going on in the office lately is that people are getting focused back again on their what I'll call their bank money, if you will, and the interest rate that they're receiving, or shall I say not receiving, from the banks, and looking for alternatives for that. And I got to tell you is that it's been, you know, pretty refreshing for us to see that there's an appetite out there right now, and there's an opportunity out there right now, in our opinion, in the fixed annuity marketplace for, you know, as an alternative to some of this money. So what I wanted to do is take a few minutes and talk to the listeners about what a fixed annuity is, and, you know, so they can understand it better, because there's a lot of misconceptions out there, a lot of misunderstandings, and people just don't know what annuities are. So I thought that we would take some time and just specifically speak about the fixed rate annuity right now today.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, you know, I think a fixed annuity, people, there's all different types of annuities and people get confused, but we're going to focus on the fixed annuity and the, how would you say, the attributes of it or whatever.
Well, the pros and cons to understand it. Try to give you a brief understanding of what it is and, you know, why some clients have been opting to use that vehicle recently, you know, in you know, to as a, an option for them, if you will. So a fixed annuity, so people understand, it's a contract with an insurance company for a specific period of time, Mike. An annuity helps to provide protection against longevity and can be used to help you fund your retirement income. Typically, we see them range from 3 to 10 years, but some could be longer or shorter. They pay a fixed and guaranteed rate of return, which is completely spelled out to you at the beginning of the contract, Mike. So when you get into this arrangement, you know right up front, what interest am I going to be earning for what period of time? They operate similarly to a CD at a bank in that you make a commitment for a period of time, and there's typically a charge if you take your money out beforehand, right? If you break a CD beforehand, they charge you, you know, something to do that. But they let you know in advance, this is the interest rate that you're going to earn along that time. And you don't have any stock market risk, and you won't have any negative performance. So it's just a little bit of a different option for people if they've got money that they're looking to not have any market risk whatsoever, know what interest rate they're going to get, and are willing to, you know, tie it up for a period of time. And, you know, it could be anywhere from 3 years to 10 years. Some are shorter, some are longer. But you get the gist of it, you know, as we're talking here.
Yeah, and I think another point to point out about the fixed annuity is that it also grows tax deferred.
Well, yeah, we're going to get into that right now.
I
so
won't
you
jump,
you jump
I won't
there.
Jump.
Let's go there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the pros of the annuity. Some things that people ought to be aware of, and then we'll talk about the cons. We've got to, you know, there's pros and cons to everything out there.
Yeah. So in other words, Doug, if you had non-qualified money, which means non-retirement money, it's not IRA or anything like that, and you said, I'd like to purchase a fixed annuity, and again, you put your money in for the stated period of time for the stated rate, that interest that accumulates every year grows tax deferred.
Right. So let's just assume for argument's sake and hypothetical, completely hypothetical situation here, that you're getting 3% on your money, Mike.
Yep.
And I put $100,000 into this fixed annuity. And I get 3% interest, hypothetically thinking, would be $3,000.
Correct.
If it's in the fixed annuity, what goes on my tax return?
Zero.
Nothing, right?
Yep.
If it's in a CD, What goes on my tax return?
$3,000 is interest income.
Okay, so that's the difference, right? So it's currently taxable versus tax deferred. Now, remember something. Tax deferred doesn't mean tax free.
Yep.
Right? We got to say that.
Yep.
It's deferred off until you actually take the money out of the contract. So here are the pros to, you know, the fixed annuity contract. You get your fixed interest rate. So you know going in, you know, there's no, I don't know how it's going to end up. You know. This is what you're getting. And, you know, this is what it's going to be. Then the next thing is, Mike, that's important is that there's no stock market risk whatsoever with this type of vehicle.
Yeah.
Right?
The principal doesn't fluctuate.
It couldn't be any more boring or plain vanilla. Right? There's nothing jazzy about these things. All right. Money's tax deferred until you use it, right? We spoke about that. Your principal's safe, right? You're not subject to market risk.
Sure.
There's some state insurance guarantee funds out there to help you along the way there. So that's important. The next thing is that you name a beneficiary. So it typically bypasses probate at your death. So, you know, earlier in the show, we were talking about inheritance, receiving inheritance and that kind of stuff. And this, like anything else that has a beneficiary designation, if you pass away, when you pass away, will go to whomever you list as the beneficiary. And that's why in the first segment of the show here today, we emphasize to you, make sure your beneficiary designations are up to speed, because anything that's got a beneficiary designation on it goes in that fashion.
Yes.
Next thing. You could, if you wanted to, convert it into a guaranteed income stream for yourself, for your life. I'll openly admit that very few people actually go and do that,
right,
you know, with the fixed annuity. But it is an option for you to do it if you want to. But again, you know, in our experience is that very few people do it. And then, again, it's got a stated guaranteed minimum interest rate. Now, here's another thing is that, you know, you may get an interest rate for a period of time. But in the contract, it also tells you after that period of time, if you leave your money here, you'll never earn less than X. It has a stated guaranteed minimum interest rate in there. To me, another level of comfort.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely, Doug.
So the pros are your money sits there. You know the interest rate that you're getting. It's tax deferred, which means it won't show up on your income tax return until you use it. That could potentially help you to reduce your taxation of your Social Security.
Sure.
Right? If you got money sitting there that previously was sitting in a CD, you report that interest income on your tax return, and maybe that's making your Social Security taxable. Well, in this situation, it would have a positive impact in that your Social Security wouldn't be might not be taxable.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, a lot of times too is people just have money and it's parked there, it's at the bank, and they're never touching it. They don't have a need for it. It's, you know, it's just, you get the drift. And every year they're paying tax on the interest income, and
right,
they're frustrated with their taxation. Well, this is a way to tax defer some of that interest income and maybe get some tax relief.
Right. So what are the cons, Mike? The things that you got to pay attention to, you know, with this kind of stuff. So the first thing is that you need to understand your money's going to be tied up for a period of time. And just to reiterate, it could be anywhere from 3 to 10 years. It's your choice,
yeah,
right? But you got to know it's going to be tied up for a period of time. Now, here's another one. This is a con for many people is that if you take your money, your earnings out of your annuity before you're 59 and a half years old, you'll get a 10% IRS penalty as well. It's you know, you got to understand that it's really, you know, if you take it out before you're 59 and a half, you're going to get an additional 10% penalty. So if you're much below 59 and a half, you got to give really serious consideration about whether or not this is the appropriate vehicle for you or not.
Yes.
In many situations, it's not.
Yeah, and not to confuse folks listening, if you're over 59 and a half, this penalty does not apply.
Right, just exactly.
Because people will say, what'd you say about that 10% penalty? So if you're over 59 and a half, it does not apply to you.
Yeah, and then the third, you know, thing is that, again, there could be fees or surrender charges as, you know, if you take it out, you know, prior to that. So those are really, you know, the cons. Now, Mike, what I want to do is just take a couple of minutes here and let the people know, who do we think is typically the person who should consider this and reach out to us to, you know, explore further to see if it's appropriate to them? What are the types of people?
Well, Doug, I think it's someone who is okay with locking up their money for a stated period of time.
Okay, and that's important.
Yep.
You got it. You got to know that. So, you know, to use it appropriately for yourself, you have to be willing to tie the money up for whatever the period of time is. And again, I want to reiterate to you, There's some that are as short as 3 years and, you know, as long as 10 years. So whenever you're doing this, you just got to make sure that whatever time frame you pick in between there, you're cool with.
Yes. Second thing is someone who is closer to or over 59 and a half. And that, again, that's because of the 10% penalty for withdrawal on the IRS taxation if you're under 59 and a half.
Right. And that's why, you know, we said beforehand is that when we were talking about the cons of the 59 and a half, you gotta think about that before you, you know, you go and do it. You don't want to do it if you're, you know, if you're 53 years old and, you know, you're going to have to take the money beforehand. Probably not the right spot for you.
Correct.
Right. Then we got, Mike, someone who doesn't want any, you know, exposure to market risk.
Yep.
You know, and just wants to know, what am I getting? And what? It's simple math, right? You can give us $100,000. We find the product for you in a time frame that you agree to, and I can tell you what it's going to be worth at the end of that time frame.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, so you don't want market risk, and you want to feel like, you know, that you feel good about the rate that you got, and you know how long it's going to last for. So it kind of cuts out all the unknowns. That's you.
Right. And then, Mike, somebody who's looking for tax deferral.
Yeah.
You know, this may be a good spot for you if you're looking to just defer taxes on money that you're not using.
Yeah. You know? Again, if you feel like your taxes are being affected by, you know, interest income type of thing, well, then a tax deferral may be right for you.
Yeah, it could very well be. So there's a lot of good, you know, features to this. And you have to remember with everything that comes with this is that, you know, the annuity is intended to be a long-term tax-deferred retirement vehicle. Earnings are subject as ordinary income when you take them out, and if you take them before you're 59 and a half, as we've, you know, emphasized to you guys, you may be subject to a 10% federal penalty. If the annuity will fund an IRA or other sort of, you know, tax-qualified plan, the tax deferral features offers no additional value to you. Okay, we know that, but you're getting your interest rate. Qualified distributions from Roth IRAs are generally excluded from gross income, but taxes and penalties may apply to non-qualified distributions, so you got to understand that. And please consult your tax advisor for specific information related to that. There's charges and expenses associated with annuities, such as deferred sales charges. We spoke about that for early withdrawals. And guarantees are subject to the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. So, you know, those are things that you know, you need to understand. And I do think that this is something that people should explore and see if it's right for them. And, you know, in many cases, we're finding that people are getting a better yield here than they were receiving at their bank with the same level of, you know, safety for all intent and purposes and no market risk. And, you know, it's a plain vanilla, boring place for your money, but it's safe. And we know what the value is going to be at the end of the period of time.
Yeah, and the other thing too, Doug, doesn't it seem like there's so many people in that boat that are just, you know.
There's still a lot of money sitting in banks that are just, you know.
Not performing,
and people are just leaving them sit there. So, you know, maybe you explore this option. So if this is something that is of interest to our listeners out there, Mike, they can pick up the phone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Pick up the phone and give a call and, you know, leave a message for us, and we'll be sure to get back in, talk to you about this, and see if it's appropriate for your situation.
Sounds good.
All right, let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
Is retirement on your mind? Do you wonder if you have enough money? Do you have multiple retirement accounts that aren't coordinated? If you answered yes to any of these questions, here's great news. Wealth Management Group and the hosts of Your Financial Future, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso, would like to offer you a complimentary consultation with no obligation to help you get organized and see if you're on track. By using modern-day technology combined with decades of experience, Wealth Management Group can help assess your retirement readiness. With offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and their house call option, it's never been easier. Just call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410 to schedule your complimentary consultation now. You owe it to yourself to know. 732-340-1410. Securities and investment advisory services, including financial planning services, are offered through Securian Financial Services, Inc., a broker-dealer. Member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is separately owned and operated. Doug and Mike are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc.
Welcome back to the last segment of the show here, folks. And Mike, so far I think this has been a very informative show for the listeners out there. At least I hope it's been a very informative show for the listeners out there because, you know, we talked about if you receive an inheritance, the way that we think is a good way to approach handling it, right? It's really basically a kind of like our five-step approach to that. And let me just take a second here and reiterate to the people, you know, what that is. If you've received an inheritance, we think that you, number one, should relax and deal with the emotional part of the loss first. There's no rush to doing anything. And if anybody tells you there is a rush, you know, like I said earlier, rush them out the door because that's not at all true. Then take ownership of the asset and discuss any tax or legal things with the appropriate professionals to go with that. Then once you've done that, understand what you've inherited, right? Know what it is that you have. Think, number four is think about the asset that you received and does it fit into your financial life? And then number five is to update or create a financial plan or a financial strategy for yourself at that stage of the game. That's a five-step process that doesn't have to be done in 2 weeks.
Correct. Correct. And that's a, and it's a great five-step process for the person that's inheriting money and never been in this position, not sure, a little panicked. Think of those five steps.
Yep. And then, Mike, in the second, I guess, third segment of the show, we spent some time and we spoke about the fixed annuity and, you know, the pros and cons that come along with that. And I think that, it, you know, that's something that some people out there should consider and see if it's appropriate for their situation or not. And, you know, and if it is, you know, let's explore it and see if we can get you a little bit better interest rate.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely that. And, you know, Doug, the other thing, too, is, you know, both things, whether it be the inheritance or the fixed annuity, really happy to say we walked you through the mechanics of it.
Right.
Okay. And in particular, I'm going to go to the fixed annuity. You never heard us say a rate. You never heard us say a company name. We're not.
Right.
You know, we talked to you about the mechanics. And folks, so many things in your financial world, you have to have the mechanics right or make sure it's right for you before you can even say, yeah, I want to think about this or I want to know more about this.
Right.
And I think when it comes to making the decision on the fixed annuity part, walk through those mechanics. Does it or doesn't it apply? It may apply to me and it may not apply to Doug.
You Only know, one you, way to find out,
right?
Mike.
And then at that point, I think the rate and all that, I think, yeah, it's you'll be happy. You know what I'm saying from that aspect. But just apply the mechanics. Make sure it's appropriate for you. And even with the inheritance, apply the mechanics and make it make this inheritance a right decision for you.
You know, folks, Mike and I run Wealth Management Group as a true advisory firm. In our opinion, like consulting, you know, telling you, you know, where you can go and where you can turn and looking for options and avenues and creating a strategy for you and then finding the right, you know, financial instrument to help you accomplish your goals and objectives and then taking it further and doing helping you along with the implementation of it because you could know all the other information, but if you don't implement it, it doesn't matter. And we've got offices that are very conveniently located to everybody who can hear our radio show here. We've got an office in Clark, New Jersey, in Manasquan, in Toms River, in Martinsville, as well as in Parsippany and New York City and Manhattan. The other part of us is that we're old school in a lot of ways. And one of the ways that we're still old school is we'll make house calls. Very different from a lot of other, you know, organizations out there. We're not so full of ourselves that we can't come and sit with you in the comfort and privacy of your home and do this. We're willing to do that. You just need to take the, you know, the steps to sit down and go over it with you, and let us go over it with you. And it is a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation. And, you know, so we encourage you to take advantage of that. And we let you know several times during the show that you're able to do that. And it's an option for you. And the telephone number to do that is 855-262-3722. It's 855-262-3722 if you want to reach out to us for any reason whatsoever.
Yeah. So, you know, folks, you can, you know, give us a call. We go through, you know, and Doug, not just what we're talking about today, anything that really applies to your financial affairs or something, you say, hey, I'd like to speak to him about a certain topic. We're certainly there. And I know sometimes too, Doug, you've also said, if there's a topic you want to hear about on our show, give us a call and let us know. Hey, guys, can you speak about this 1 week? We're only too glad to do it.
Yeah, 100%. And also want to remind you this, that if you've heard us on one of our previous shows when we've offered out, you know, a giveaway, a booklet, an educational piece or something of that nature, and you didn't have the opportunity or you forgot to call that week, and it's not like that's it, that was your opportunity, call or you never get anything. Just call us and let us know, and, you know, we'll put together a package. We'll send it out to you. It's we're old school like that, too, is we put it in an envelope and we mail it to you. You know, Mike, it's not, okay, give me your email and here's a link, go look at it. We'll send you the hard copy. You can write on it. You can do whatever you want to do and mark it up, take notes, the whole nine yards.
Yeah. So, Doug, you know, I think we had a terrific show this week. I really do. You know, again, I'm always happy when we're not, you know, we could talk about things and educate. And like I said to you, I used the word mechanics of two different things, how people should sit down and say, how should I do approach something? And hopefully everybody got a little something out of it this week.
Yeah, I hope so. And, you know, we're always here. I know I'm being redundant right now and letting you know that. But, you know, we want to help you. We take pride in it. It's our job to let you know that we can help you and give you the opportunity to allow us to help you. As, you know, Brian Tracy told me the one time that I met with him, and he said, Doug, you and Mike have a responsibility every week to get on that radio and let people know that they've got somebody to turn to, because that's what people need, somebody to turn to.
Sure.
That's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. Hope you got some good value out of it. We'll be back again next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.